It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, the show where a guy looks back at selected hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Also, some old musical TV shows, albums you may have forgotten or never even heard of, and more. Now, here's your host, the old man himself, Roger Stroop. Hello and welcome to episode 60 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. This week we're looking at the charts from April 4th, 1987. 6 days earlier, wrestling fans packed the Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan for WrestleMania III, which featured as the main event a championship match between Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Hogan won when he body slammed the Giant, then hit the big leg drop. Let's see what else was happening in pop culture. At the movies this month, the biggest hit released was The Secret of My Success, starring Michael J. Fox as a mailroom clerk who poses as a corporate executive. Other films out this month were the comedy sequel Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol, Project X, in which Matthew Broderick and Helen Hunt try to rescue a chimp being experimented on by the Air Force, Making Mr. Right, where a woman falls in love with an android played by John Malkovich, and My Demon Lover, featuring the guy who played Mallory's boyfriend on Family Ties as a man who becomes possessed whenever he is sexually aroused. On television, the big story occurred on the 5th, when the Fox Network made its primetime debut with two shows, the sitcom Married with Children and the sketch series The Tracy Ullman Show. Married with Children became the subject of controversy for its crude humor, but that didn't stop it from running for 11 seasons. The Tracy Ullman Show ran for just 4 seasons, but its legacy lives on in the form of the characters in a series of animated shorts that ran on the show, who were eventually given their own standalone series, The Simpsons. As for Fox, it grew to be an equal competitor to ABC, CBS, and NBC, and has given the world such shows as Beverly Hills 90210, The X-Files, Ally McBeal, 24, and American Idol. On the bestseller lists, the stars were out in fiction, with readers picking up Danielle Steele's Fine Things, Tom Clancy's Red Storm Rising, and not one but two Stephen King novels, the medieval fantasy The Eyes of the Dragon and the evil clown thriller It. But there was also room on the list for Pat Conroy's family drama, The Prince of Tides, which was later made into a movie with Barbara Streisand and Nick Nolte. But the book apparently has people getting mauled to death by a tiger, and the movie doesn't. Interesting exclusion. Meanwhile, in nonfiction, hit titles included John Feinstein's look at Coach Bob Knight and his Indiana University basketball program, A Season on the Brink, Communion, author Whitley Strieber's allegedly true account of being abducted by aliens, Betty, A Glad Awakening, former First Lady Betty Ford's memoir of overcoming drug and alcohol addiction, and A Day in the Life of America, a book of photographs taken by over 200 photographers across the United States on a single day, May 2nd, 1986. And in music, I couldn't find any good stories, so let's look at some of the albums that came out this month. Country star Randy Travis released Always and Forever. British rockers The Cult put out Electric. Fleetwood Mac released Tango in the Night. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers put out Let Me Up, I've Had Enough. Public Enemy released their debut album, Yo, Bum Rush the Show. And, of course, this month saw the release of that staple of all great music collections, The Ultraviolence by Death Angel. And now, the charts. As always, we begin below the top 40s. This week we're looking at a band that had a few hits, then took a bit of a detour in their sound at the point where we find them. At number 80 in the U.S., it's The Secret of My Success by Night Ranger. Formed in San Francisco in 1979, Night Ranger was started by three former members of a band called Rubicon. To this point, they had picked up six top 40 hits with two top 10s, most notably their 1984 power ballad, Sister Christian. The secret of my success was the title song from the Michael J. Fox movie I mentioned earlier, and the first single from their fourth LP, Big Life. The secret of my success is synth-heavy dance rock, slickly produced by David Foster. Let me spill the beans on the lyrics. Think of it. I hold the world in the palm of my hand, run a comb through my hair, head on out for some new foreign land. And all this could seem like a dream out the door, with everyday people face down on the floor. I always said I could make it and be who I am. There's a new look in sight. What a change for the new modern man. With all this, it seems like I'm dying for more. The streets are on fire. Never seen it before. It's like the sound of electric guitars. Worlds collide and hearts will be broken. Over and over, it's the same every day. How can I say what has never concerned me? The secret of my success is I'm living 25 hours a day. It's amazing to me what a fool will believe to get by. With a change of your mind, I can live, I can fly. The harder they come, the harder they fall. I never say maybe, and I go for it all, just like the sound of electric guitars. It sounds like the most 80s thing that ever 80s'd, but it doesn't sound like the arena rock that this band made its name on. This seems like an attempt to have a big, mass appeal, chart-topping smash, but it didn't quite work. The secret of my success peaked at number 64. Night Ranger made the Hot 100 twice more, but they didn't return to the top 40 before singer Jack Blades left to form Damn Yankees with Ted Nugent and Tommy Shaw from Styx. They continued with a different singer until Blades rejoined, and they released their 12th album, Don't Let Up, in 2017. Now we enter the top 40s with America's number 33 song, Light of Day by the Barbusters, quote unquote. The Barbusters were actually Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the group led by the former guitarist for the all-girl rock band The Runaways. Yes, you do remember her for her athletic prowess in the rock and roll sports classic. They had broken through in 1982 with the number one I Love Rock and Roll, then had four more top 40 hits before being asked to record the title song for a movie starring Jett and Michael J. Fox as siblings who front a bar band. Light of Day is a meat and potatoes rock song written for the film by none other than Bruce Springsteen, arguably the patron saint of American bar bands. Let me illuminate some lyrics. Well, I've been out of the woods for 6 days and nights now, and I'm a little hot-wired, but I'm feeling all right now. I got some money in my pocket, and I won't need a ride, yeah. I got a big Jag car and a baby by my side, yeah. Well, I'm a little hot-wired, but I'm feeling okay, and I got a little lost down along the way. Well, I'm just around the corner till the light of day, yeah. I'm just around the corner till the light of day, yeah. Driving 500 miles, got 500 to go, yeah. I've got rock and roll music on my radio. I've got a brother on the rig just off the Gulf Coast. He says the girls down there are really the most, yeah. It covers all the Springsteen bases. Cars, girls, good music, feeling young and free when you get off work. Jett's rasp gives it an extra jolt of energy that makes the song hers. And clearly Bruce himself is proud of the song, for it's been a regular number at his shows ever since. Light of Day peaked at number 33. Jett's movie career never took off, but she did manage three more top 40 hits, including the 1988 top 10, I Hate Myself for Loving You, which was adapted in 2006 to be the theme for NBC's Sunday Night Football. She has continued to record and perform, was portrayed by Twilight's Kristen Stewart in a Runaways biopic, was the subject of a 2018 documentary called Bad Reputation, and has even had a Barbie doll made in her likeness. Now we go to Canada for their number 40, I'm an Adult Now by The Pursuit of Happiness. I talked about The Pursuit of Happiness in episode 17 when I covered their 1989 hit, She's So Young. Now I'm going back to their debut single, which was originally released independently but was picked up by a major when it started to get radio play. I'm an Adult Now is razor-edged hard rock, over which singer Mo Berg laments the things he could get away with in his youth that he no longer could. You must be 18 or older to listen to these lyrics. Well, I don't hate my parents. I don't get drunk just to spite them. I've got my own reasons to drink now. I think I'll call my dad up and invite him. I can sleep until noon anytime I want, but there's not many days that I do. Gotta get up and take on that world. When you're an adult, it's no cliche, it's the truth. 'Cause I'm an adult now. I'm an adult now. I've got the problems of an adult on my head and on my shoulders. I'm an adult now. I can't even look at young girls anymore. People will think I'm some kind of pervert. Adult sex is either boring or dirty. Young people, they can get away with murder. I don't write songs about girls anymore. I have to write songs about women. No more boy meets girl, boy loses girl. More like man tries to understand what the hell went wrong. 'Cause I'm an adult now. I'm an adult now. I've got the problems of an adult on my head and on my libido. I'm an adult now. I can't take any more illicit drugs. I can't afford any artificial joy. I'd sure look like a fool dead in a ditch somewhere with a mind full of chemicals like some cheese-eating high school boy. Like I said when I covered them before, Mo Berg is an underrated bard of post-teen angst. Honestly, this is one of my favorite songs ever. I'm an Adult Now peaked at number 35. The band re-recorded the song for their debut album Love Junk, and that version got significant rock radio airplay in the U.S. in 1990. But me, I like the rawness of the original better. Now we're in Britain for the first time for their number 36 song, Running in the Family by Level 42. Formed on the Isle of Wight in 1979, Level 42 were originally built around singer-bassist Mark King and the Gould Brothers, guitarist Phil and drummer Roland. To this point, they had accumulated 7 top 40s, including 2 top 10s, before releasing this, the second single and title track from their 7th album. Running in the Family is bouncy synth pop, over which King recounts memories from his childhood. Let me walk you through some lyrics. Our dad would send us to our room. He'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock, but by 8 o'clock we'd be crumbling. One night my brother Joe and me climbed down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom window. We ran, though we knew it couldn't last, running from the past, from things that we were born to be. Looking back, it's so bizarre. It runs in the family, all the things we are. On the back seat of the car with Joseph and Emily, we only see so far, and we all have our daddy's eyes. Looking back, it's so bizarre. Dad rang the officer in charge, a man so large he barely fit his circumstances. He said 2 kids out on the street were picked up on the beat and in the station. So there's me with Emily and Joe, Daddy driving home, all heading in the same direction. He knew no matter what the brakes, we'd make the same mistakes. Couldn't take his eyes off Joe and me. I find most of Level 42's songs boring and similar sounding, all cold synths and King's bass noodling. But this one stands out to me. It has a brighter sound, and the family story is charming. Running in the Family was down from a peak of number 6. It got to number 35 in Canada and number 83 in the U.S. The group managed 11 more top 40 hits before breaking up in 1994. They reunited 7 years later and have since released 1 album and 2 EPs. We remain in Britain for their number 28, Male Stripper by Man to Man meets Man Parrish. Man to Man were brothers Paul and Mickey Zone, who began their music careers in the mid-70s with the New York punk band The Fast. After that band split, they began performing electronic dance music, working with other acts, before recording this single with producer Manuel Man Parrish. Male Stripper is high-energy dance music describing the life of an exotic dancer. Let me expose you to the lyrics. Ladies' Night Adonis, working after hours, ripples on my chest, never got an address. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. A modern-day jack, a jock with an act. Hey, Lolita, touch me, squeeze me. Built like a truck, I'd bump for a buck. Tips in my G-string made my living. In hot cop drag, in another man's stag. Dressed to tease, stripped to sleaze. Strip for me, babe, strip for you. Strip for me, because I want you to. It's the kind of music that the kind of artiste in the title actually would perform to. It sounds like sleaze and sex in the 80s. In short, it's everything you'd expect from a song called Male Stripper. Male Stripper was down from its peak of number 4. Unfortunately, by this time, Mickey Zone had already died of AIDS-related spinal meningitis. Paul Zone continued to record as Man to Man, and he had a couple of lower-charting UK singles. Most recently, he put out a single in 2008 with Blondie's Debbie Harry. Now we're back in America for number 27, Smoking Gun by the Robert Cray Band. Born in Columbus, Georgia in 1953, Robert Cray later moved to Eugene, Oregon, where he was hired to be the bass player in the fictional band Otis Day and the Nights when the movie Animal House was filming there. He then formed his own band, who put out 3 independent albums before getting signed by a major. Smoking Gun was the first single from their 4th album, Strong Persuader. Smoking Gun is soul rock about a man who gets revenge on his cheating lover. Let me shoot you some lyrics. I get a constant busy signal when I call you on the phone. I get a strong, uneasy feeling you're not sitting there alone. I'm having nasty, nasty visions, and baby, you're in every one, yeah. And I'm so afraid I'm going to find you with a so-called smoking gun. Maybe you want to end it. You've had your fill of my kind of fun. But you don't know how to tell me, and you know that I'm not that dumb. I put 2 and 1 together, and you know that's not an even sum. And I know just where to catch you with that well-known smoking gun. I'm standing here bewildered. I can't remember just what I've done. I can hear the sirens whining, my eyes blinded by the sun. I know that I should be running. My heart's beating just like a drum. Now they've knocked me down and taken it, that still hot smoking gun. It's a classic blues topic, given a contemporary feel without sacrificing grit. It's true to itself, yet still slides neatly into the pop category. Smoking Gun peaked at number 22. Cray and his band never reached the top 40 again, but they have remained active throughout the last 3 decades, with their most recent album, That's What I Heard, coming out last year. We're back in Canada for their number 29, Kiss You When It's Dangerous by 8 Seconds. Formed in Ottawa in 1982, 8 Seconds first gained attention on a televised national battle of the bands called Rock Wars. They were then signed to a major and sent to England to record. Kiss You When It's Dangerous was the first single from their debut album, Alma Cantar. Kiss You When It's Dangerous is a new wave-ish ballad. I assure you these lyrics are completely safe. Lifeline, I wonder how you last so long. You must be strong. When I see the flowers in your hair and the pretty mouth with the red you adorn. When you get close, ah, danger, senses, please beware. It's so unfair that I'm paying such a heavy price by looking at the garments that you wear so well. I won't kiss you if you want me to. It's much too easy with someone like you. In the rain or on a winter's night, just wouldn't do. It's got to be so right. I'll kiss you when it's dangerous. I'll kiss you then, and only then. I'll kiss you when it's dangerous. Fine line. That's what I'm walking when I look at you. You know it's true. Of all the thing that I want most, to catch you at the point where you don't have a clue. So these lyrics sound a little creepy. He'll only kiss her when she doesn't want to be kissed. It's amazing what no one used to blink an eye at. At the time, I didn't like the song, but that was just because it seemed like a limp and boring track. Now it's still limp and boring, but also creepy. Kiss You When It's Dangerous peaked at number 12. It got to number 72 in the U.S. The group had no more hits and split up in 1990. There has been at least one reunion. We'll start looking at top 20 hits right after this. Hi, this is your host, Roger Stroop, letting you know that if you like my point of view on old pop music, you can actually find lots more of it on the Old Man Yells at Music blog. I've been looking back at top 40 charts from the 70s, 80s, and 90s and beyond for almost 10 years now, and I've done hundreds of entries and covered thousands of songs from the American, Canadian, and British charts, from the A's to ZZ Top, from Abacab to Zoom. You'll also find my Uneasy Rider tournaments, celebrating the odd ducks of the American Top 40. The 70s tourney is complete, but the 80s one is just getting started, and you can follow along on the blog as it progresses. And of course, you can find links to the latest episode of this podcast and the accompanying YouTube playlists there. So take a look at the Old Man Yells at Music blog, which you can find at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Why is it there? You'll have to go there to find out. That's the Old Man Yells at Music blog at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. We're back, and now we're at Canada's number 19, Wild Horses by Gino Vannelli. Born in Montreal in 1952, Gino Vannelli moved to Los Angeles in the early 70s and hustled to get a record deal. To this point, he had scored six top 40s, including the 1978 number one, I Just Wanna Stop, which also went top five in America. Wild Horses was the first single from his ninth album, Big Dreamers Never Sleep. Wild Horses is sultry pop about lust. Just try and stop me from reading these lyrics. As the sun goes down on the Arizona plain and the wind whistles by like a runaway train, hey, 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 it's a beautiful thing. Oh, it's me and you in a flatbed truck, my heart kicking over like a white-tailed buck, huh-huh, in the middle of spring. You can cut me deep, you can cut me down, you can cut me loose, don't you know it's okay? Hey, 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 you can kick and scream, you can slap my face, you can set my wheels on a high-speed chase. Ah, you, no matter what you do, wild horses could not drag me away from you. Wild horses could not drag me away from you. Vannelli seems to be coming, he seems to be trying to come across as a cross between Barry White and Elvis. It's a little much, but this song still manages to be likable. Maybe it's a Canadian thing. Wild Horses would peak at number 7. It got to number 55 in the U.S. Vannelli had two more top 40 hits and has since performed for the Pope, become an accidental talisman for the Boston Celtics, and continued to record, most recently his 2019 album Wilderness Road. Now we come back to the UK for number 14, Live It Up by Mental As Anything. Formed in Sydney, Australia in 1976, Mental As Anything were big stars in their homeland in the 80s, racking up 19 top 40 hits. They had their first taste of success beyond Down Under when their 1982 song Too Many Times cracked the Canadian top 40. In 1987, their biggest Aussie hit, a song that hit number 2 in 1985, broke through in Britain after it was featured in the surprise international hit film, Crocodile Dundee. Live It Up is leisurely, danceable pop rock about trying to cheer someone up. Let's party down with some lyrics. How can you see looking through those tears? Don't you know you're worth your weight in gold? I can't believe that you're alone in here. Let me warm your hands against the cold. A close encounter with a hard-hearted man who never gave half of what he got has made you wish that you'd never been born. That's a shame, because you got the lot. Hey, yeah, you, with a sad face. Come up to my place and live it up. You, beside the dance floor. What do you cry for? Let's live it up. If you smiled, the walls would fall down on all the people in this pickup joint. But if you laughed, you'd level this town. Hey, lonely girl, that's just the point. Just answer me the question why you stand alone by the phone in the corner and cry. It's solid pop with a killer chorus. I'm surprised this didn't make a dent in North America as well. It's so good. That's my opinion. Live It Up was down from a peak of number 3. Mental as Anything never returned to the British top 40, but they continued to perform and record up until 2019, when singer Andrew Greedy Smith died of a heart attack. Now we hop back to the U.S. for their number 11, Midnight Blue by Lou Gramm. Born in Rochester, New York in 1950, Lou Gramm first got attention fronting a band called Black Sheep. But when they broke up, he hooked up with some English musicians to form Foreigner, who had to this point racked up 14 top 40 hits, and a number one. After touring behind 1984's Agent Provocateur album, Gramm took a break from the band to make a solo record. And Midnight Blue was the first single from that album, Ready or Not. Midnight Blue is jangly pop rock about a guy trying to express his determination to win the woman of his dreams. Let me color in some lyrics for you. Ain't got no regrets, and I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. Ain't gonna double back now. Don't want no misplay, put on no display. An angel? No, but I know my way. Oh yeah. I used to follow. Yeah, that's true, but my following days are over. Now I just gotta follow through. And I remember what my father said. He said, son, life is simple. It's either cherry red or midnight blue. Oh, oh. Midnight blue. Oh, oh. You were the restless one, and you did not care that I was the trouble boy looking for a double dare. I won't apologize for the things I've done and said, but when I win your heart, I'm going to paint it cherry red. I don't want to talk about it, what you do to me. I can't live without it. And you might think that it's much too soon for us to go this far into the midnight blue. This is just a really great song. I don't know what it is, but it all comes together. Maybe because it allows Gramm to be more thoughtful than he is on most Foreigner songs. It's easily the best thing he's ever done, as far as I'm concerned. Midnight Blue peaked at number 5. It hit number 15 in Canada and number 82 in the UK. Gramm returned to Foreigner later this year for the album Inside Information, then left the band in 1988 and had two more solo hits. He rejoined Foreigner in 1992, left again in 2003, made a Christian rock album, then returned to secular music with the 2015 album My Baby. We get into the top tens, beginning with America's number 6, I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, by Aretha Franklin and George Michael. I'm definitely going to be covering both of these superstars individually at some point. So here I'll just talk about where each of them were in their careers. Franklin was in the midst of her 80s comeback, which began in earnest with her 1985 top 5 smash, Freeway of Love. Michael, meanwhile, wasn't very far removed from breaking away from his duo with Andrew Ridgely, Wham! And he was currently working on his first full solo album at the time this was released, as the third single from the album Aretha. I Knew You Were Waiting For Me is a soul pop duet, and you won't have to wait any longer for lyrics. Like a warrior that fights and wins the battle, I know the taste of victory. Though I went through some nights consumed by the shadows, I was crippled emotionally. Somehow I made it through the heartache. Yes, I did. I escaped. I found my way out of the darkness. I kept my faith. I know you did. Kept my faith. When the river was deep, I didn't falter. When the mountain was high, I still believed. When the valley was low, it didn't stop me. No, no. I knew you were waiting. I knew you were waiting for me. With an endless desire, I kept on searching. Sure in time, our eyes would meet. Like the bridge is on fire. The hurt is over. One touch, and you set me free. I don't regret a single moment. No. I'm not looking back. No, I don't when I look back. When I think of all those disappointments, I just laugh. I just laugh. This is a case where the young pretty boy from England could get blown out of the water by the Queen of Soul, but that doesn't happen. George doesn't try to match or top Aretha. He just does his thing with confidence that it will work, and it does. They blend well and actually have chemistry. And notice that it's George that sings the line about keeping the faith. A bit of foreshadowing, perhaps. I Knew You Were Waiting For Me went to number one in the United States and Britain and got to number four in Canada. Franklin had only three more top 40 hits in her career, but that didn't matter as she settled into legendhood. Michael, meanwhile, would release his Faith album later this year and have a dominant 1988 on the charts. And as I said, I'll go into more detail about each of their overall careers in the future. Now we go back to Canada for their number nine song, At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters. Formed in Los Angeles in 1980, Billy Vera and the Beaters formed when Vera, then in his mid-30s, and having had one top 40 hit in 1967 with soul singer Judy Clay, formed a new band with a friend, bass player Chuck Fiore. The band recorded their debut album live at the Roxy Theater. And that LP's first single, I Can Take Care of Myself, scraped into the top 40 in 1981. Their next single originally only got to number 79, but it surprisingly returned to the charts years later when the song was played during a scene on Family Ties between Michael J. Fox's Alex P. Keaton character and his girlfriend Ellen, played by Fox's eventual real-life wife, Tracy Pollan. At This Moment is an R&B bar rock ballad about trying to get a lover to give you another chance. What did you think I would do now? Read the lyrics? Well, you were right. What did you think I would do at this moment when you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you have found you another and you just don't love me no more? What did you think I would say at this moment when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me? Did you think I would curse you or say things to hurt you because you just don't love me no more? Did you think I could hate you or raise my hands to you? Now, come on. You know me too well. How could I hurt you when, darling, I love you? And you know I'd never hurt you. Whoa, oh, what do you think I would give at this moment? If you'd stay, I'd subtract 20 years from my life. I'd fall down on my knees, kiss the ground that you walk on, if I could just hold you again. Vera's singing is very dramatic and hard on sleeve, but that's appropriate for the song. This is so retro-sounding that it would have fit better on the Grease soundtrack than most of the actual songs on there. But the truth is, a more modern and polished production would have dulled the song's impact. At This Moment was down from having been a number one. It also topped the American charts, but only got to number 32 in the UK. Vera had no further hits with or without the Beaters, but he would end up singing the theme songs to the sitcoms Empty Nest and The King of Queens. The Beaters remained together, and they released the album Timeless in 2019. Now we make another trip to the UK for their number two, Respectable by Mel and Kim. Born in London in 1961 and 1966, sisters Melanie and Kim Appleby signed a record deal in 1985, then went into the studio with the Stock Aitken Waterman production team. Respectable was the second single from their album FLM. Respectable is energetic dance pop about the sisters' love of going out and partying. Here are the totally reputable lyrics. It's an occupation. We're a dancing nation. We keep the pressure on every night. Explanations are complications. We don't need to know the where or why. Take, 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 take. Taking chances, bold advances. Don't care if you think we're out of line. Conversation is interrogation. Get out of here. We just don't have the time. Take, 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 take or leave us. Only please believe us. We ain't never going to be respectable. Like us, hate us, but you'll never change us. We ain't never going to be respectable. Hesitation is just frustration. Give us the music and we're all right. On each occasion, for your information, we can look after ourselves all right. The sisters bring a cred to the SAW sound that makes it more than just their usual fluff. This is fun, exuberant 80s pop music. Respectable was down from number one. Mel and Kim had two more hits, but unfortunately, Melanie Appleby had been battling a rare form of cancer for years. She was being treated with chemotherapy when she caught pneumonia and died in 1990 at just 23. Kim Appleby continued on, scoring three solo hits. In 2018, a previously unfinished Mel and Kim track, Where Is Love, was released. We'll recap the top tens and look at a number one right after this. The Old Man Yells at Music podcast now has a Patreon. Yes, if you like this podcast so much you are moved to financially support it, now you can. There are different tiers with different rewards, such as early episode access, the ability to vote on future topics, and bonus episodes about extra songs from the charts I cover, other charts from other years, genres, and countries, and even the biggest hits of the 21st century. And you can even pick an episode topic for me at the top level. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com and search Old Man Yells at Music, or click on the links to the show notes, my social media posts, or the blog at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Help me yell more at more music. Become a Patreon subscriber today. We're back. Now let's run down our top tens. First, Canada. Number 10, Will You Still Love Me by Chicago. Their first hit with new singer Chasen Chef. Number 9, At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters. Number 8, Lean On Me by Club Nouveau. A number 1 Bill Withers cover by a group from Sacramento. Number 7, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys. The breakthrough hit for the New York rap trio. Number 6, Montego Bay by Amazulu. The biggest North American hit by a British reggae pop group. Number 5, The Final Countdown by Europe, the best-remembered hit for the Swedish hair band. Number 4, Touch Me, I Want Your Body by Samantha Fox, a number 1 here for the English singer and model. Number 3, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, a North American number 1 for the New Jersey band. Number 2, Somewhere Out There by Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram, a ballad from the animated movie An American Tale. And the number one song in Canada this week was Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship, the horrible triple crown winning ballad from the movie Mannequin by the withered husk of Jefferson Airplane. Now we'll recap the top 10 from the United States. Number 10, Let's Go by Wang Chung. Second and last top 10 for a London band. Number 9, Mandolin Rain by Bruce Hornsby and the Range. The second hit for a group led by a pianist from Virginia. Number 8, The Final Countdown by Europe. Number 7, Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. The biggest hit for the band from Melbourne. Number 6, I Knew You Were Waiting for Me by Aretha Franklin and George Michael. Number 5, Come Go With Me by Exposé, the first hit for a Miami girl group. Number 4, Let's Wait a While by Janet Jackson, the fifth top 10 from her Control album. Number 3, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight by Genesis, the fifth top 10 from their album Invisible Touch. Number 2, Lean on Me by Club Nouveau. And the number one song in America this week was Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship. And here's the UK top 10. Number 10, The Great Pretender by Freddie Mercury, the Queen frontman's cover of a 1956 hit by the Platters. Number 9, I Get the Sweetest Feeling by Jackie Wilson, a reissue of a 1968 track by the Detroit soul singer known as Mr. Excitement. Number 8, Weak in the Presence of Beauty by Alison Moyet, the fifth top 10 by the singer from Essex. Number 7, Lean on Me by Club Nouveau. Number 6, Everything I Own by Boy George. The Culture Club singer began his solo career with a number 1 cover of a 1972 hit by Bread. Number 5, La Isla Bonita by Madonna, her fourth number 1 here. Number 4, With or Without You by U2, a North American number 1 hit that only got this high here. Number 3, Let's Wait a While by Janet Jackson. Number 2, Respectable by Mel and Kim. And the number 1 song in Britain this week, and our spotlight number 1, was Let It Be by Fairy Aid. On March 6, 1987, the British ferry Herald of Free Enterprise was returning to Dover from Zeebrugge, Belgium, when it capsized shortly after leaving port, killing 193 people. Days later, a collection of mostly British artists got together to record a cover of a 1970 Beatles hit to raise money for the victims' families. Let It Be features several singers taking turns singing lead on the Fab Four's gospel-tinged ballad. Just in case you don't know it, here are some lyrics. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. The first singer up is, appropriately enough, Paul McCartney, immediately followed by Boy George. Others taking lead vocals include Andy Bell of Erasure, Mark King of Level 42, Mel and Kim, and the final solo singer, and for my money the best of the lot, Kate Bush. Mark Knopfler and Thin Lizzy's Gary Moore provide guitar solos, and members of the ensemble choir included Rick Astley, Bonnie Tyler, and Bananarama. As a track, this is one of the better charity singles, and there's no arguing with the cause. Let It Be spent 3 weeks at number 1. I can't find how much money the single raised. The Herald of Free Enterprise was salvaged, but it could not be repaired, and it was eventually scrapped. So how to sum up the pop music of April 1987? I see a good mix of everything. Hard rock, soft rock, soul, ballads, dance music. For me, pop is best when some of everything can get through. If there is a theme, it would be that you had a leg up if your song was somehow associated with Michael J. Fox. This may have been the hottest that guy ever was. This was Alex Peak Keaton. He was McFlying High. That's all I got. Now it's time for Old Man Yells at You. First, if you're someone who only knows WrestleMania 3 for Hogan and Andre, search out the match between Macho Man Randy Savage and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat that happened earlier in that card. It has a reputation as one of the greatest pro wrestling matches of all time, and it doesn't disappoint. Then look up that Joan Jett documentary, Bad Reputation. She's an important figure in rock history and well worth a deep dive. And finally, go listen to the very best of Aretha Franklin, the 60s. Yes, you'll hear Respect for the millionth time, but all the rest is gold that hasn't been played into the ground. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and Twitter feeds, both of which are at Mr. B. Glovehead, or on the blog post for the episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, where you can check out the Instagram account, at Old Man Yells at Music. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for the episode, which I link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get some bonus content, and make my charts, just like Mike Birmingham. All lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review. No infringement is intended. Next time on the show, I tell another tale from the bargain bin. This one's about a time when the Cold War was starting to thaw, and a guy who thought he could speed up the process with the power of rock. Until then, I'm Roger Stroop saying, Michael J. Fox has got no Elvis in him. Stay safe.